Hello there, and welcome to today's episode of the Easy EdTech Podcast. If we haven't met before, my name is Monica Burns. I'm a former New York City public school teacher, and I've been out of the classroom for a few years, leading professional development for teachers and writing about all things EdTech on my blog, classtechtips.com. A quick reminder, head to my website, classtechtips.com/podcast for all of the show notes and resources from today's episode. And if you're listening to this episode on a podcast player like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Podcasts, you should see a link in the description that you can click on as you're listening today with the show notes and all of the resources mentioned in this episode. When you go to the podcast page on my website, classtechtips.com, don't forget to check out the free stuff section full of graphic organizers, ebooks, and more goodies you can download instantly. This episode is sponsored by EdTech Essentials, the top 10 technology strategies for all learning environments, my newest book from ASCD. Readers will find timely and accessible lesson ideas and strategies. EdTech Essentials shares ways to prepare students to be productive, responsible users of technology, both within and outside the classroom. Find EdTech Essentials on Amazon or head over to classtechtips.com to learn more and download the free study guide. A quick note about Amazon, if you search for me, Monica Burns, on Amazon, you'll see some spicy books from an author with the same name as me. So if you head to my website, you'll find more information about the book and a direct link to find EdTech Essentials on Amazon. Today's episode is titled Quick and Creative Ways for Spotlighting Your Passions with Classroom Ideas. If we're anything alike, there are topics you just can't stop talking about. I am definitely guilty of being that person who talks about the latest piece of advice they heard on a podcast or a recipe from TikTok that they can't wait to try out. You might also find me going on and on about how fun it was to visit a new school, a new lesson idea I want to try out, or an EdTech tool that totally changed the way I think about fill in the blank, you name it. In today's episode, we'll go over 5 creative ways to share your passions. Some of these are part of my regular practice of sharing things I'm passionate about, and others I've tried a few times and loved, even if they're not part of my daily, weekly, or monthly way of sharing. Best of all of these ideas are ones your students can try too. If you'd like to dive into the topic a bit further, check out the replay to the webinar I led for Edmodo in early April. I also have a blog post with some ideas that go along with what we're talking about today. And you can find the link in the show notes for today's episode, of course, along with all the other resources I mentioned today, including the transcript. Let's dive into this list together. First up, start a podcast. Creating a podcast from scratch can seem like an intimidating idea on the surface, but it might be easier than you think. Mobile and computer-friendly recording tools, even popular ones like Zoom, can help you get started. What does this look like for you? Well, choose a topic and make an outline of what you want to talk about. This could be a solo endeavor or one you take on with a friend or weekly guests. Record the audio and follow the directions on the page that I'll link to. I have a great resource from Pat Flynn, who has some podcasting resources, and it gives you all the steps for uploading it onto a podcast feed. Then you can share the link to your podcast with anyone else you know who also shares your passions. What can this look like for your students? Well, try out a popular tool like Soundtrap for Education or GarageBand. Ask students to write a script or make an outline. You may want to share some podcast episodes to act as an exemplar if they're new to this format.
I added the link to an episode of my podcast, Useful Tips for Finding Podcasts to Enhance Content with Jeff Glade, to the show notes page that shares some great ideas for sharing podcasts with students. If you're on my blog and you search for Jeff or you search for tips for finding podcasts, you'll also find that episode. So the first quick and creative way for spotlighting your passions is to start a podcast. Next up is to write a blog post. Now, a blog post is typically one entry in a series of updates a person commits to writing over a period of time. I am super passionate about ed tech and have published a blog post or three almost every week for 10 years. Yeah, do the math on that one. There's a lot of them. If you and your students are looking for a smaller commitment, something a little bit quicker for this creative endeavor, you can also write a single blog post to submit to a publication that can post and share it for you. Well, for you, what does this look like? You might decide to write just one blog post a month about the topic you're interested in. There are options for setting up your blog using a tool like WordPress or Squarespace. Or you can publish by creating an account on a platform like Medium. If you're just getting started, you might even decide to reach out to blogs in that field, the one you're talking about, the one you're passionate about, that you already have an audience where you can connect through them. For example, when I first started writing about ed tech 10 years ago, I connected with Edutopia and gave them a few pieces to publish on their blog. And I still love blogging for them, although not quite as frequently. What this can look like for your students? Well, since blogging is usually a text-based product, students can write about their passions in short form or long form. They can use a voice-to-text tool if that provides an entry point for writing about their passions. An audience for a student blog could be large, including publishing on a school website or a class Google site. Or it could be smaller, like using a tool like Seesaw Blogs or publishing a page using Adobe Creative Cloud Express for Education. In my book, EdTech Essentials, I have an entire chapter dedicated to helping students connect with an audience. I'll include an excerpt in the show notes in the transcript in case you want to check it out. Or of course, you can flip to page 78 where I talk a little bit more about connecting with an audience. Now, of the first two that we mentioned, definitely creative, start a podcast or write a blog post. And the blog post one is probably the quicker of the two to get back to our title of the podcast today. This number three on the list is probably the quickest of the creative ways, which is to create a collage. If you love taking pictures of things you're passionate about, then this might be for you. I am far from a food or travel blogger, but it hasn't stopped me from snapping tons of pictures that fall into those two categories. A collage is simply a visual representation that combines a few different pictures together. It's an excellent option for transforming a device full of photos into something that is ready to share. What this looks like for you? Well, you might create a collage and post it on social media space like Instagram. You can combine it with a short piece of text, perhaps using the first paragraph of a blog post you wrote to accompany the picture. Creating a collage could happen with a tool like Adobe Creative Cloud Express or Canva. These tools let you choose a color palette, and you can even try this out with a special challenge. I have a link that I'll add here to a special challenge that lets you create a logo to accompany it. I think you'll love this. It's from Adobe. It's their creativity challenge from the month of March. What can this look like for your students? So if you are thinking about creating a collage with your students, well, they can use a digital tool and print it to display it in a physical space. Or they can take a spin on this and create a collage using pictures, glue, and all the things, and snap a picture to make it digital. Students can use the education versions of Adobe Creative Cloud Express for Education and Canva for Education, which will introduce them to professional tools that are definitely accessible for students. Number four on the list of quick and creative ways for spotlighting your passions is to start or join an affinity group. Starting one is a little bit more of an ask, right? Or a thing that's for you to do. Joining would be a quicker way for this next one. So if the term affinity group isn't in your everyday vocabulary, the concept surely is one you've come across in the past. The definition Merriam-Webster provides is a group of people having a common interest or goal or acting together for a specific purpose. An affinity group is perfect for sharing a passion you have and can take many forms. It can also provide a way for you to collaborate on a creative endeavor. What this looks like for you? Well, you might find or start a group of people who have an interest in a similar topic. With digital tools, you can meet together to make a plan for a creative endeavor, like creating a website where each member contributes stories or recording a podcast where you all talk about the same big topic from a different perspective. Google Sites is great for building a collaborative website, and Soundtrap lends itself to asynchronous podcast recording if your affinity group is pretty spread out. What this can look like for your students, well, students can come together with a group in their school or a group of students from a partner school to talk about their interests and passions. They might use a tool like Flipgrid to post questions or share ideas, and students can log in on their own schedule to share. Flipgrid lets students flex their creativity muscles by using green screens, adding stickers, and so much more. As a teacher, you can stitch these videos together that you've made with your students in Flipgrid for a wonderful celebration. I wrote a blog post featuring Flipgrid and book clubs, which is one type of affinity group, right? Coming together about books that you love. And I've added it to the show notes for today in case you really love this idea and want to try it out. Number five on our list is to document on video. Regular listeners of the podcast know that I'm a big fan of video content. From quick videos on TikTok to reels on Instagram, this is definitely a medium where I love to share my passions. If writing a blog post or joining an affinity group doesn't feel like your style, you might instead decide to jump behind the camera and talk about something you love. Whether it's you or your students, having a clear topic, a quick outline, and a purpose for each video is certainly important. What this looks like for you? Well, you might decide to capture your passions on video by creating quick 30-second videos that tell people a fun fact or helpful tip about your area of interest. This could be something you post on social media platform and share using hashtags relevant to your industry. What can this look like for your students? Well, your students might create a video where they talk about a topic they love using a tool that lets them submit a response using their device's camera. Seesaw and Flipgrid are two great options, or students can use the video tool in Book Creator if they want to add a video with captions to a page in their book. If you decide to share student videos with permission to a larger audience, the quick action tools in Adobe Creative Cloud Express can come in handy if you need to trim or resize a video. If you are ready to get started sharing your passions with the world, these are just a few creative ways, some of them are quicker than others, for you or your students to let everyone know about your love for a particular topic. Let's finish up this episode like we always do with some quick tips for making this EdTech easy. First, decide on a passion, right? What is the topic that you are going to make sure that everyone knows you love? Next, choose a way from this list, just one, to get started. Then let others know what you're working on. They might just want to join along with you. And finally, take advantage of this opportunity to share with the world. Remember, you can find the show notes and the full list of resources from this episode on classtechtips.com/podcast. You'll see a link that says click on the transcript if you want to read through what you just heard, and you'll see links at the bottom of the page to access the resources that I mentioned, everything from Adobe Creative Cloud Express to Flipgrid. This episode is sponsored by EdTech Essentials, the top 10 technology strategies for all learning environments, my newest book from ASCD. Readers will find timely and accessible lesson ideas and strategies. EdTech Essentials shares ways to prepare students to be productive, responsible users of technology, both within and outside the classroom. Find EdTech Essentials on Amazon or head over to classtechtips.com to learn more and download the free study guide. A quick note about Amazon, if you search for me, Monica Burns, on Amazon, you'll see some spicy books from an author with the same name as me. So if you head to my website, you'll find more information about the book and a direct link to find EdTech Essentials on Amazon.
If you have a moment to leave a review, I would super appreciate it. I read every single review that comes through on the different podcast platforms. I keep my eyes peeled for any questions that come in there too. So if you have a moment, please leave a star rating or type in a quick review. Not only do I appreciate it so much, but it also helps boost the podcast in search engines, meaning other educators will find it when they search for EdTech Tips.